This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This October, Melbourne audiences will get their first look at The Lucky Country, which is a new Australian musical created by Vidya McCann in collaboration with Sonia Suarez. Now, Vidya, who you might know from Hamilton and Six, has crafted a show that digs into what it really means to be an Australian. Through 13 vignettes, the production tackles themes like racism, cultural appropriation, violence against women, and the way history gets told, all set to an original score inspired by some of our greatest musicians. And joining me now is Vidya. Welcome to Drive.
Hey, Warren. So good to be here.
Now, this is such an ambitious project. Do you remember, I suppose, the moment when you first thought, you know what, I need to write this musical?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that intro. You really got to the deep things that we get to. But to be honest, one of the jumping off points for me was I wanted to be a part of musical storytelling in this country without being the butt of the jokes. I wanted to be one of the voices who gets to tell the jokes ourselves. And so the top of the musical is actually a really fun roller coaster ride where you meet these wild and wacky characters who many of them happen to be minority voices. Many of them happen to be POCs, but who get to be like, have fun in Aussie humor in the way that I guess they haven't had the opportunity to in the past in this kind of context. Mm-hmm. The jumping off point for me was definitely like, I want to be a part of the narrative. How can I be a part of the narrative? And it's changed a little bit to do something a lot bigger and grander as we've come to after a good 5 to 7 years of development with the show.
Now, let's talk about the title, The Lucky Country. It's borrowed from Donald Horne's book.
It is.
Now, it wasn't exactly complimentary, shall we say. What made you want to reclaim the phrase for your show?
I think that the sarcasm in that was actually something that we wanted to play with as well. And I guess it's just all the different many meanings of The Lucky Country. That title is actually something that Sonia, my collaborator, came up with, which is kind of genius for what we do in the show. Yeah. We take this idea of The Lucky Country and we start off with all of the things that, you know, we've got Vegemite and we've got surf beach bodies. And we've got, you know, it's a fun time to be in. And there are all this truth in that too. But then we go and we explore the very reason. And by the end of it, we go, actually, how are we lucky? Because we are lucky to be here. But what does that really mean? And that's what we get to by the end of the show with a nice surprise for our audiences.
Now, we often see, I suppose, performers of colour reduced to stereotypes on stage. How is this show going to flip that on its head?
Well, you're going to have to come and see it, Warren.
Well, I will definitely.
Look, We have a lot of fun, to be honest. Like we get to play, like I said, with wild and wacky voices and characters. I guess being a person of colour myself, I love musical theatre. I am a musical theatre tragic. But growing up, I never saw a spot for myself in the narrative. And so that drive is very, 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 very clear in our show because it's like the thing that underlies all of the writing, I think, within the show. And so, yeah, you come and you meet a whole range of different people. There's we have one of our characters is a Chinese restaurateur whose generations of his family have had a Chinese restaurant, but his dream is just to be a nudist in Byron Bay, and that's what the song is about.
Dream.
And then we have like a Kylie Minogue kind of fever dream about all the things in Australia that can actually kill you. And so we have a lot of fun in those spaces. And I think in getting to see, especially POC voices, but minority voices as a whole, get to be put in the spotlight in that way and get to be wild and wacky and have a lot of fun is in my view, the revolutionary thing.
We're with Vidya McCann talking about her new Australian musical, The Lucky Country, which opens at Melbourne's Lawler Theatre in October. Now, one of the things that I really love, Vidya, are the themes, racism, cultural appropriation, violence against women. I mean, they're heavy, but they're woven into music here. How do you balance confronting material with an entertaining night at the theatre?
Totally. I mean, for me, that the best kind of theatre is one that buys you a drink and tells you you're having a good time because you are having a good time. Mm. And then it kind of slowly talks about things that you don't quite expect. And so those themes that are there and are very present in our work, we don't open with that. And what I love about our show is that it doesn't hit you over the head with themes. You don't come in and feel like you're getting taught a lesson or some sort of narrative. It really isn't like that. You come in I say, no matter who you are, you can come and watch our show, and we come with open arms. And all we're doing here is telling stories, most of which we kind of wrap up in this really fun way. And when we do get to the reality, and, you know, we talk about the wounds at our nation, where racism and cultural appropriation, we have a bit of fun with the cultural appropriation, I must admit. But, you know, the heavier things like racism and violence and violence against women, you know, they are explored in a way that I would dare to say you haven't actually seen especially in a musical theatre kind of context before. I think dealing with things subtly and truthfully and specifically is the way that we go about that.
I got an SMS. Jason says, so excited to see this show.
Oh, awesome. Well, we're excited to have you, Jason.
Now, I feel like not enough Australian musicals actually sort of make it to the stage. What has the journey been like to get The Lucky Country, I suppose, from page to performance?
Well, look, it's been huge. Like I said, I started writing this show back in 2018. I feel like we've had a lot of support from various theatre companies. For example, Hayes Theatre Company in Sydney helped really help us with development of this work, and we've been very fortunate in that regard. But the main answer to that question, Warren, for me, is collaboration. Mm. Collaboration with a bunch of different voices. Something we do in our show is we aren't afraid to lean into really tricky and complex conversations. We don't back away from them. We actually lean into them. And in writing the show, you know, I've had many times where I've had to really sit back and go, okay, I need to sit and learn from this. I feel very, very humbled and honored, especially to get to work with our First Nations team, who have helped guide and collaborate with us, especially my friendship with Shanoa Dimal. And I think that collaboration, that sitting back and listening, and sometimes listening to the things that you don't want to hear, but ultimately makes not only the work better, but ourselves better, is something that makes this show really, really, really special. And I can't wait. It's 2025. I started writing it in 2018. And it seems more and more urgent, I think.
That's like an entire, you know, period at high school.
It is. I know. Isn't that crazy? That's like a full human being.
Absolutely. I suppose on that note, on a personal note, after years of performing on other people's stories, how's it feel to finally step into the world of telling your own?
Can I say a secret, Warren, is I've actually always wanted to be a composer first, and performing kind of just found its way into my abilities kind of along the way. But it feels amazing. I actually was saying to someone earlier today, you know, I know what it feels like having gotten to play roles like Eliza in Hamilton and gotten to be in shows like Six, you know. Mm. I know what it's like to be in front of thousands of people and have your voice roaring in theatres and like have that interaction with audiences. That is a feeling like that's very, very special. But I've also experienced what it's like to be in a black box theatre. There might be 50 to 100 people there, but everyone's laughing at your jokes and everyone's crying because they're so moved and coming together because of something you made. That is like, priceless. And so I'm kind of lost for words at the feeling of getting to put my own stuff on finally.
Vidya McCann, can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for the chat, Warren.
Thank you. The Lucky Country, it opens at Lawler Theatre Monday the 13th of October. Tickets are on sale now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.